it because of the ad blocker? It was because of the ad
blocker. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Wandering Menagerie D&D podcast.
Yippee!
Last session, the party went around the town of Mollis looking for their new ship captain. After very considerate deliberation of four amazing candidates. Truly the best. Four.
Three.
The party has decided to join on the ship of Tiberos, a large red dragonborn who will force them to work out every single day.
No!
Wait, he didn't say that in his thing.
He did, actually.
Yeah, he did.
What? Yeah, he
did. He literally said everyone gets PT in the morning.
It's right here on the contract. You signed right here.
It's on the contract that's being signed right now. I believe the Port Authority went off to go finalize the rest of your, what do we say, paperwork. And that you all are to return to Captain Tiberos' ship in the morning. So, as you all are walking on the dock, the sun in the far distance is barely cresting over the ocean waves. What do you all wish to do?
When he said exercise every day.
Was it like an exercise on your own or like all together type thing?
I'm really hoping it's an on your own, because then I can just like say that I did it.
I can just get my reps out now, so I don't have to do them later.
Right. You know what, Alan, you get me. It'll be fine. Well, what do we do for the rest of the day, y'all? We could get dinner. We could... No. I've never really, you know...
I should have brought books.
We could get dinner, we could... I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
I'm going to roll out of bed, or roll out of the sleeping quarters, and I want to go explore the ship.
Oh,
so you're going to turn back around on the dock and go back to Tiberos' ship?
Yeah. I'm assuming that'd be cool. Or like, have we communicated? Does he know that we've chosen him?
I don't think so yet.
No, okay. We just kind of like discussed it in like a little group huddle. Kind
of. You know, that is true. You technically never did tell him.
You're right. We should go tell him. Or do you just want to go tell him?
It's your call. If you want me to just go over and tell him real quick, and then we can go do whatever else we want today, I can do that real quick.
Yeah, okay. Can you also ask him if that working out every single day is like a group activity or just like you do it on your own?
Sure, yeah.
I remember him saying, what time do we have to wake up?
One way to find out.
I already got my exemption, so I'm good.
You got your religious exemption.
Yeah.
Victoria starts praying.
You don't worship.
Hecate, please call me. I don't have to work out every single day. I can't handle it. You know I can't handle it. I'm so small.
I'm sure the workouts aren't that intense.
Guy was really big and really cool looking, but he scares me.
Oh, this is the wrong one. Also, wait.
Oh, we're not looking for Spooky?
I had like an interruption. What are we doing?
The party is going to be heading back to Tiberos's ship and introducing themselves, I believe.
Wait, why are we going back? Didn't we choose the kobolds?
No.
No, we chose Taberun.
I suppose we chose the kobolds last time, right?
I think we chose Taberun.
You're gaslighting yourself.
We chose Toblerone because there was a chance I fuck us over by saying something insensitive about kobolds.
You mean calling them cute?
Yeah.
Or small.
Yeah. Or precious.
But all right, yeah. You all begin making your way back down to Tiberos. Respect on his name is not Toblerone.
There was respect
there. I was
doing
it for the bit.
Just don't understand my love for silly names. Anyway, please continue.
Give me a second.
One. Gotta figure out what this guy's name actually is.
I keep telling you what it is. But yeah, you all make your way back to the ironclad ship. Sitting in the water, you see the many soldiers of Tiberos working on the top deck, preparing the ship for sail. Whether they be bringing on large supplies of grain and food, alcohol. You see some of the larger Dragonborn are carrying cannons on their backs to the lower levels.
Still concerned about the exercise.
Yeah, so what do you all wish to do?
I'd like to walk up to the, basically wait permission to enter the ship. Like, I'll stand wherever I can, if they have any, like, in front of the ship, basically.
So just standing in front of the ship?
Yes.
No one's really going to question you, as you are just kind of sitting by the gangplank. Every once in a while, there's some big dragonborn in plate armor coming down, picking up, like, pallets of food, carrying them back onto the ship.
Got it. Hey, excuse me, would you mind, like, I'll call out to him. Hey, would you mind giving, your captain a message?
Well, he'll drop the pallet he was carrying, come up to you. No issue. What do you need?
Yeah, we're selecting him as the captain we want for travel. We just want to communicate that.
Oh, all right. I'll go let him know.
Thank you.
Do you want me to send him out? I don't get how this works.
Neither do I. Don't worry. I think we're just going to do that. And
all right. Yeah, I'll see what captain says. Oh. Never mind.
Sure, yeah. If he wants to, like, come out here and we have a bit deeper conversation of it, sure. If you just want to come back and say, hey, cool, see you X hour, X day.
I'm gonna go see what Captain wants.
Alright, thanks.
Yeah, he'll throw the pallet back over his shoulder and up the gangplank. He will, in fact, disappear deeper into the bowels of the ship. Before coming back with the hulking figure of Tiberos, he will simply stare down from the gangplank at you, Christopher. Well, come on up.
Oh, shit, huh? Can I get on up there?
He's staring at the rest of you now.
I guess that means we all go up. Okay.
Well, that's good.
I'll go up.
Part of the ship, part of the crew.
Alright. I've been told... what's his voice? No!
Make it up.
No!
New voice!
Do the roar.
I don't remember. Do the roar.
I'm just gonna go with this. Alright, seeing as y'all chose me, what do you want to know?
You go ahead. I don't got anything.
What time do you want us to wake up? Are we gonna have to work out every single day? How is living on your ship gonna work?
Well, first mate will come wake you up. We work out. Except for your cat friend over there. Eat. And then, well, I'll need to figure out what to do with y'all.
Sounds good.
What does the workout entail?
Push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups from the sails, carrying cannons across the deck. Pretty average.
Every listed activity, her smile just falls more and more.
Meanwhile, Alan's over here geeking out. Yes!
Gudgeon, you're gonna get so swole.
Jeebies on the breast.
That's a fucking jeebie.
I need to pray a little more.
And what happens if somebody doesn't do that?
They get double.
And what if...
Oh, okay.
Can somebody do the reps for another person?
I'll do them.
That defeats the whole purpose.
I'm not gonna be happy, but I'll do them.
Oh, Chris is in a weird spot. He definitely has the eyes of somebody who wants to say more, but knows damn well there's fuck all he can do in this situation. So he nods, throws his hand.
Quick question, sir. So if I try, is that good?
Yes.
Okay, great. If I don't end up doing everything, but I did my best, that's good? It's okay?
All I ask is that you do your best.
Okay, I'm back on board. I can do this.
I know you elves are slightly weaker.
Oh.
So look how tiny she is.
Starboard, that's true.
Firstly.
Are you going to prove him wrong?
Yeah, that...
Well, the thing he's wrong about is Starborn aren't elves.
Oh, my sincerest apologies.
It's okay. You probably didn't know.
Wait, then what's the difference?
Starborn can be
tattoos on their face,
race. It's just Starborn are more blessed by Hecate.
So, the difference is divinity?
A little bit.
Well, the divinity side, not really different.
Huh? What'd you say?
Divinity aside, there's no difference between the two, is what Juby is saying.
little more attuned to Hecate, but not particular. I mean, appearance wise, yeah, you change, but. I mean, sometimes Starborns are born to non-Starborn people.
Really?
Yeah.
That's. Learning new things.
Still learning new things about you. It's neither here nor there. But I am small because of my parents, not because I'm an elf or a Starborn. I'm gonna go over in the corner.
All right. What is it you wish to know? I'm gonna just turn back to you, Christopher.
How long do you think the trip will take?
What is your goal? I was only told that we're hunting pirates.
I think it's only fair that our mission's done if we take out all the pirates.
This mission will take a lifetime.
Well, it really isn't going to be that simple.
You see, you saw Chris, like, just slow turn to Alan with, like, a tired look, like, dog. All of them?
Next step, world domination.
I mean, that's like 9 ships, right?
That's a lot.
There's less than 9.
Good. How many?
That I know of. About 5.
Okay.
I'm assuming you want to travel together? Yep. No, they don't.
Got it.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Guess we're heading off tomorrow then.
Sounds good to me.
Do you wish to be acquainted with the bunks you will be staying in?
Very much so.
Yeah. Do you think we could also meet your first mate?
Oh my goodness.
Chain of command is?
Hey. Of course.
Can you fit Night Foxes on the ship?
What? Night Foxes.
Yeah, not foxes.
Can't say I know what those are.
I'm just gonna whistle.
All like 10 of your night foxes are behind you guys on the dock. Oh.
We failed to mention this.
Do they mind people sleeping on them?
No.
We sleep on them.
Oh, then you don't need bunks. You can sleep on your foxes. Or you can share bunks with your foxes. Oh, no, just keep them out of the way.
Okay. I'm gonna turn to Firefly and just give
Tiberos does actually look to you, though, Victoria. Do they die?
No.
Perfect. Well,
do you think he's gonna look at Colfrey?
Colfrey, Colfrey gives you the most like Night Fox shrug he can.
I forgot what I named my Night Fox.
I have them written down. Hehe.
Wait, hold on. Let me guess.
Oh God, it's that name.
I think it starts with an H. It
starts with a K.
Oh, that's right. That's what you named it.
That
I think it ends with an R.
Ends with an S.
Okay. What the fuck is this?
Your Night Fox's
remember
name.
The name of your Night Fox.
Your Night Fox's name, Klingus.
No.
Yep. Their Night Fox is named now. Klingus.
Yeah, so Klingus, yours is Klingus. Juby's is Colfrey. Noam's is Moon. Willow's is Violet. I can't remember Osvago's. I don't have that one written down.
Osvago's is Mortis.
Mortis.
Noam's is Moon. Ophelia's is Foxphelia.
Not canon.
It's in my list! It's in there!
But Tybros will, in fact, just look to you all, do a quick about face, and start walking. He's actually Thank walking you. Towards the captain's quarters.
I'm gonna follow.
I shall as well.
Yep, he in fact gets to the captain's door and begins to knock on it. Just very rough three knock, bang, bang, bang.
I thought you were the captain.
I am the captain.
You knock on your own door?
It's not my door.
Oh.
It's the first mate's room.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I sleep down with the soldiers.
Oh, that's nice.
She doesn't like to sleep with them. She prefers her privacy.
That's fair.
A lady deserves her privacy.
But yeah, opening the door, you will see, unlike Tybros dressed in this kind of regal armor, it is a probably around 6 foot tall, fully black female dragonborn. She has
Guys, we made the I'm so sorry.
she has two pistols in her belt, large leather trench coat, tricorn hat, just stereotypical pirate wear. And she just looks to all of you and is waiting for someone to say something.
Hello!
Hi there. Yes.
I see. Tybros was telling me we had fresh meat.
I would not say fresh. I mean, what?
You been on a boat before?
No.
And raids.
Listen to what I say, you won't die.
Hey.
She gives you just a big toothy grin.
Any questions before I close the door in your face?
Oh. Did you have a name? Did you say it?
Oh. Call me Lady Tidehunter. That's all you need.
I lean over to Chris. I think she stabs the waves.
What?
The water is the tide, not the waves.
And she shuts the door.
The water.
Hey.
What do you say? What do you say, Juby, before she closed the door?
How many people have you killed?
She does not answer that.
What?
No, that's fair. Stab water? Not keep a check.
Why would she stab water?
I mean, water is pretty ferocious. I'd stab it too.
You can definitely stab it. That's a thing. That
but why would you stab water?
Tybros.
Well, what if it knocked you over down at the beach?
Water gets my wings.
I would just get back up. And also, you think water's gonna knock me over?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes the waves catch you off guard.
Oh wait, no, he's the frozen one.
Oh, I fucking hate this guy. He's the no, wave. No, don't encourage him.
At that, Tybros is just going to about face again and start walking towards Excuse me, Tiff? Let's see how your charisma rolls are, okay? Anyway.
Oh, it's bad. I'm gonna come up with the shittiest lines ever possible. It's gonna be really good.
Tiff, you must riz me if you wish to riz the D&D characters. But Tybros starts walking towards the, just directly behind him, towards the staircase that leads down to the lower levels.
I'm following.
As he leads you down, the underbelly of the ship is only lit by a couple really not well-lit lanterns. You can still see fine with your dark vision, but it's definitely a little darker than normal down here. He shows you around to some large tables. You see the large dragonborn soldiers sitting, eating at these tables. Doesn't appear to be dinner, but they seem to be eating maybe like a snack. As Tybaros comes up, they all kind of shoot up and start saluting at him.
Is will you eat food? We're gonna go to the kitchen. You're gonna meet the cook.
Alright.
Yeah. He just says that and keeps moving.
This is a wonderful just tour.
Waving as we walk by.
As you wave, the dragonborn wave back to you.
Oh, they're nice.
I will not show weakness.
By saying hello?
He's gonna wave to one of them.
If I can, I'll try to shake hands with as many people as I can. Hey, Chris, good to meet you. Yep.
Yeah, no, like, as soon as you do that, all the Dragonborn are just starting to surround you for handshakes.
Fuck.
How many are you allowing to happen?
As many as he can, and he's still smiling and shaking hands.
Okay, I need, like, six strength
rolls. How many are there?
There's probably, like, eight.
Okay, at the fifth one, there's a glare of, like, like regret, but he still shakes hands and smiles.
All the while, Tybaros is just leading your party away.
If you ever catch it, Juby's gonna wave to you goodbye as he's following away.
Fuck no!
Yeah. So as you're handshaking, Tybaros leads you all through a door. You all just smell. Oh, good.
Bless you. Oh, it was Eon.
It was.
Nope, that was a sneeze.
Never mind, I was right.
I muted, so I didn't sneeze at the camera, but I didn't want you to sound wrong, so I had to mute. But yeah, he will simply lead you into a back room where there is a only about like 5 foot A, 5 foot A, 5 foot eight, roughly built dragonborn, not quite as big as the others. He's wearing a chef's apron, tiny little chef's hat, and you see him probably just salting some meat on a countertop. He looks over to you. Oh! Immediately is going for a handshake for whoever's closest.
Chris darts through, Chris.
Nope, Juby.
And I'm afraid Juby's closer.
Motherfucker.
Or you could have just waited in line like a normal person. But...
Name's Orange. What can I do for you? I'm the cook. Dietary restrictions.
Nothing much here.
I don't think so.
Good. Hope you all like meat.
Love meat.
I love meat.
Shit.
You said shark here?
What?
Shark?
Shark? If the boys catch him.
Good to know. That's all the questions.
What do they call? Give me a second.
Alright, hope y'all are feeling adventurous. We've got meat and booze this trip. Have fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with that, he is just going straight back to what he has, unless any of you have questions.
No.
Nope.
You got glowberries.
No.
Okay.
I really want.
I think they would have glowberries.
Man, I haven't had a glowberry pine forever.
No, that's why I asked.
Oh.
Not be distant
so
to the
good
phone.
Right now.
All right, follow me.
Follow me.
Yeah, the next level he goes down. I would also like to mention there are rows of cannon lining each side of this level. As you've seen from the outside, there are just cannons everywhere on this ship.
Oh, perfect.
I believe I have it written down. Yeah, only two layers. But still a large number of cannons.
Yippee!
Next, he leads you down to what seems to be more the sleeping and storage area. There are just boxes, pallets piled everywhere. There's some dragonborn that are enjoying naps on their on their little cots. He leads you over to a very pretty emerald green dragonborn. Well built, not scrawny in any way. Just sleeping in a cot. He looks to you all. This is Callus.
Hi, Callus.
Hi, Callus.
Hello.
Hi, Callus.
All right, introduction's done.
Oh, okay.
And next, he will take you guys over to the storage room, where there is a gray dragonborn wearing not heavy clothes, mostly kind of leather pants, light blouse, all of it just stained in gunpowder.
This is Ashland. Be nice. He works the cannons.
Okay.
Hi, Ashland.
Hi, Ashland.
Ashland kind of looks up from something he's tinkering with, turns around. None of you say anything, so he just goes right back to work.
Hi, Ashlyn.
Dude, you're pissing this man off.
Yeah, no, he just looks back up to you. You keep saying hi, but are you going to tell me your name?
Chris.
Hello, Christopher. I assume that's your full legal name.
The fuck is Christopher? No, I'm kidding.
What is your full legal name?
Chris is usually abbreviated for Christopher.
Fair play.
Wow, he's good.
And who might you be?
Alright.
Victoria Karina Darnes Narini Marintha Alastrazi.
Forgive me for asking.
You're forgiven.
Do you have any important questions, or may I get back to work?
So what do you do?
Which one's your favorite cannon?
How'd you find yourself in this line of work?
Don't worry, Victoria Longname. You'll see my favorite cannon at tomorrow's training.
I'm scared.
I don't even working here.
What? You're not working here?
How long have you been working?
Yeah. Oh, how long have I been working here? 10 years.
How old are you?
55.
Nice.
How old are you?
5.
Young.
A bit. What's your favorite weapon besides the cannon? Hands on.
Like melee?
Yes.
Hook sword.
Hook sword? Interesting choice. Bit gimmicky, but useful.
Bit gimmicky?
Yeah.
What's that on your back?
I'll talk to you later.
See, I thought so.
She's gonna walk to the back of the group.
Shit.
And Chris is belly laughing and pointing at Juby.
That's the frozen one. He has a frozen heart.
No, I don't.
Yeah, thought it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Did you really just yell
that, dude? He loves handshakes.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you.
Good. I don't.
What do you prefer?
If you would leave.
With that, he'll leave.
Good to meet you.
He's gonna stare at Tybros. Wow, you could learn a thing or two from him. With that, Tybros will, in fact, just leave him. A little hurt.
Oh.
But yeah, Tybros will take you all back upstairs if you wish. I said if you wish. He's going back upstairs. It's up to you if you follow him or not.
That man does not give a damn!
No, he cares. He just expects you to follow orders.
Very real. Very true.
I'll follow.
Yeah.
I will follow.
Whoever follows, whenever you are brought back up to the top. He does just kind of look to you all. Alright. I mean, that's it. Make yourself at home. Dinner's already over. Hope you ate. If not, we have dried meats.
Or we just go find a place to eat and then come back.
I guess so, but once you join my crew, time on shore will be need to be approved. Got it?
Okay.
No problem. Is that even like bosses now?
What do you say, Juby?
I don't think he's our boss.
This is a collaborative effort, but you are on my ship. You will follow my rules.
That makes more sense.
Dang, finally got demoted.
You got demoted, Jimmy. Maybe you should stop telling people I like handshakes and I'm a frozen one. Maybe that wouldn't happen.
Like, you're the one who proclaimed yourself the frozen one.
I did it one time.
And that was all it took.
Alright, that's enough. Let's go get dinner.
Well, what are we feeling? You
take the lead and lead this away before, like, jamming a thumb into Juby and keep walking.
Say that one more time.
As they keep walking to the next objective, Chris jams a thumb into jams a thumb into Juby, and then, you know, speed walks ahead.
Will that work? No reaction.
All right.
I'm actually gonna leave you guys to your own devices. I got something I gotta take care of real quick.
Ooh. Ooh.
Guys, what if we burn the ship?
No, no, we can't burn the ship. No, we just got it.
Boo.
We gotta give it a couple days. While you're
pouring the gasoline.
And can you really blame me? That's in Belzer's hands at that point.
Belzer would fall asleep lighting the match.
Yeah.
Like, if any of Belzer's followers were to commit arsony, it'd be a 7-day business period before it actually gets started. And then they start prepping.
Yeah.
Really happy you got out of exercising.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't have made it anyway.
Still try to get, you know.
It's not about making it, it's about the effort put in.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have put much effort into it anyway, so.
Understandable.
It is your religion.
I could just help by, like...
Okay, well, correction. That's just my personality. That's not my religion. Actually, we aren't lazy. We just sleep, okay? We have to destigmatize rest, because being restful does not equal being lazy.
I see.
Yeah. It just so happens that I am both.
Right.
Anyway. I wonder, 5 pirate ships? At least it's not 9.
Yeah.
Where'd we get 9 from?
Isn't that what the prince told us?
I don't know.
Remember.
There you are.
I swear that's exactly what he told us. 9 ships. Or is it 7?
I think it was 7.
So maybe there's ships that this guy doesn't know about.
Enough ships to be a problem.
You want to bring that up to him?
Are you guys excited to go to the sea?
Yeah.
Aren't we already at sea?
Well, like, forward to the sea.
I want to kill.
On there.
It's we'll not a cruise, that. But it's close enough.
What's a cruise?
Hell yeah.
It's a luxury thing. A lot of high class people like them.
Oh. I see him get annoyed by that. What if I don't like cruises?
Well, they don't seem to be your type of vacation, so understandable.
What seems to be my vacation? He like crosses his arm.
I don't know, what people? Is your kind of vacation?
Hiking sounds cool.
Hiking?
Would be hiking.
You seem
he did it again! He did it again!
He's pointing.
wait, I just realized it's that meme. Even if they call you Frozen One, damn it, you know I hate the Frozen One.
Yippee.
Yeah,
you seem like a hiker. You're a very outdoorsy person.
Anybody else been on a ship at least? This will be my first time.
I don't think I have. This is gonna be great. And also, terrible.
Oh, it's just gonna be fine.
Yeah, you would say that. You're probably really excited for all that exercise.
I want to take their 20 swords and use it against them. Maybe we should keep you on the cannons, maybe. You typically don't last well against Solaris forces.
I wonder how long this is going to take.
I'm betting a week or two.
Oh, goodness.
Yep.
Doesn't seem too far-fetched.
You're going to get huge. He's going to nudge Victoria.
You're right. I am going to get huge. I'm going to be the strongest bitch in this party.
You're gonna be the strongest bitch there is! I'm so sorry. Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the strongest bitch there is!
Yeah! He immediately goes from apologizing to, yeah!
You didn't say it derogatorily. You're not in trouble.
You know how we went hunting for that, weird out, what was it? Crack alligator? What was it? We should go hunting for a shark together next time, Alan.
That would.
Yeah, wait, why the fuck did I ask this when we literally were on a ship earlier?
Huh?
Yeah. You really wanted to try shark, so we got shark and you had a good time.
Yeah, and I also got you a necklace of a shark tooth.
Yeah, I still have it.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Juby. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, buddy, did you like it?
Next time for sure. Melted. We're gonna get a shark.
Holy shit. You guys think they would respect us more if Juby? Probably Juby. I really want it to be me. It's probably Juby. Just grab and heave a shit, or heave it over.
Be good. We might have to do what we did last time.
What did we do last time?
What?
Put me over the edge and wait for a bite.
Dude, I'll do that now.
Is that what you did?
No.
They no, not in that sense. We did get a bite, and if I am correct, it pulled me overboard. If it wasn't for the rope.
I see.
That was fun. To get a bunch of shark.
Well, I guess if it worked.
Exactly.
It was almost like fishing.
Sometimes I feel like Hecate puts you all here just to stress me out.
Perhaps I did.
It's working.
I mean,
it's working.
You know, Asmodee has put me here, so kind of. Not too far fetched from the truth.
I guess. Don't take that to mean that I don't love you guys.
Yeah, both Asmodeus and Agathy are on pretty good terms.
I think they are. Maybe.
I mean, like, you know, close enough to create me, so.
And that's not, Laura.
You know, and not, like, you know, intrusive enough, like, he's treated as, you know, them. So I'd say so.
Well, Remora likes you. I'm not sure how Hecate feels.
I'm talking about, like, you know, being allowed here and, like, to do his work.
That's fair.
I get the greater Remora. Remora's nice.
I'm sure she is. Why she chose you, I'll never know, but... All the best to you anyway.
She lets me do very cool things.
That's...
Damn, is that okay? Sit on.
I hope so.
Probably just had to get another drink.
How are we doing, Bot 27?
How you doing?
Yeah, no, go ahead and thank our top donators of the week, please.
Oh, so, all right, let me just pull up the list here.
What?
All right. Thank you, Stinky Vanderstank, for the 500 gifted subs. I know that's a lot of subs to give, so, you know, really appreciate it. We can't really get you anything right now, but in the future, we could probably get you plushies, shirts, other.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What is it? Apparel. I know Juby in particular is going to have a lot of stuff to give out to the community. So just be on the lookout for that. Thank you, Chris, number one fan. I think it's pretty straightforward who your favorite character is. We'll get him to like sign a poster, give it to you. Actually, we'll have Chris make the poster, then.
Whoa, fancy pants!
It's also gave out 500 gifted subs, so you know it's got to be something big and important.
Easy.
Hey, I never like agreed to this. What if I don't
want?
Hey,
you did.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, at least you're not in the basement.
Send me back.
And thank you, Calix 440, for the 100 gifted subs. It's, really
we're getting gifted
subs? Yeah.
We're not. He's making this up.
No, I'm not. These are real people giving out real gifted subs.
Oh, we've been getting money this whole time? Where's my cut, dude?
We have not been getting money.
Oh, Matt has been keeping all of it.
All
do
of
not
it?
Say all that.
Of all of it.
You're gonna get put back in the fucking basement.
Oh, what are they gonna do? Take one of my limbs?
Stop! 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 They don't know why that's funny. No.
Do we keep that as an inside joke? No one of the viewers
will
understand.
We keep that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. I don't even know.
This is not funny, y'all. We can't be laughing. You're making
it
jokes
is
about
really
touching.
Funny.
This yeah, kind of funny.
Also, thank you, Cohammer, for the 50 gifted subs. Really appreciate it. your donations go a long way into getting us merch, so that we can make it and then give it to you guys, and then you guys have to buy it again. Peak capitalism.
So true, bestie.
Dang, them allergies, huh, guys?
Not a big fan of them.
In fact, actually, while we're on this break, I'm going to use this opportunity to plug in the new the game that we are producing. It's about this campaign, actually. It'll be a first-person shooter battle royale.
I'm looking forward to it.
So if you wanted to ever play as Juby, Victoria, Chris, you know, all the fan favorites, you know, and be the character in this campaign, this is your chance to do so.
Damn.
We'll even be included.
You lie so
pass.
Easily.
No, I don't. So the game will have a 6-hour campaign on launch. And as we go along with the lifestyle, or not the lifestyle, but the lifespan of the game, we'll be adding more DLC as we go along. That way, you know, there's a fresh content coming out to keep you guys engaged.
Ace, do not forget our character packs that are to be released.
Oh,
and
yes.
You can get them a month early if you
order. So if you pre-order the game,
Wild
you will
edition.
Be getting a character pack. So you'll have all of our characters pre-campaign, and if you buy the deluxe bundle, you also get post-campaign.
Which will feature characters from the past campaign as well. In which Chris will be re-skinned
as Rowan. I hate the gaming industry! I hate the gaming industry!
What are you talking about?
We've been juggling the price tag for a while, but we're thinking base game's probably gonna be $50, and the premium edition will probably be around 70, 80-ish. Deluxe edition after that will be probably 120.
We will also be releasing a spin-off game of all the campaigns intersecting in a shared universe.
Yeah, if you wanted to be a part of the what even are we?
I'm the Wandering Menagerie, dude.
Yeah, the Wandering dude. Menagerie universe, or just the Wavers, you know. Yeah, if you want to be a part of that, now's your chance. Yeah, we're gonna be having at least 3 games being put out. I think it's gonna be real good for the community. I think this is what you guys have been asking for a long time. So I'm really happy to give this out to you guys. Oh, and I also forgot. So we're going into crypto now.
Nope, that one's done.
Yes, we are. Please look forward to it.
Don't look forward to it. We're not doing it.
Look forward to it.
Get your Juby tokens.
Oh,
he's laughing.
My God.
He's making a reference to flipping. Making a crypto reference in the big 25, and he's laughing.
What? Well, I didn't say like anything explicitly crypto. I just, you know, mentioned the name, the coin, the merch, using money.
The coin?
The coin. Yeah.
We got crypto? We're getting into crypto now?
See?
No,
see? Look what you did.
She wasn't paying attention, so now we're back at getting into crypto again.
Dude, I left to go get a snack, and I come back, and we're getting into crypto?
Did you also hear about us plugging our game, our first-person shooter battle royale?
What?
Okay, so you were gone for a while. Anyway, so yeah. we're gonna have a first-person shooter battle royale. It's gonna feature a 6-hour campaign, have all the characters and, you know, all that stuff. It's gonna be real big.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We have like 2 viewers right now, and like one of them is a bot, so who's gonna play the game, man?
All right. That, our bots will. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a worthwhile investment. Yeah. Honestly, I think a game would be real good for the what is it? For the podcast? Because and we'll think of like the viewers we'll bring in from people who don't know anything about our podcast playing our game.
Well, what if they hate the game? And then they hate the podcast. Impossible. Too.
No, they can't hate the game the state of the games industry is basically that even if you half-ass a game, it's still going to be a good game. So there's no way they can hate the game.
There's very bad games out there. No, there's like objectively very bad games out there.
Yeah, exactly. What are you talking about? The game industry is in a not so good state right now, which means even if we put out a questionable product, it'll still be good enough to get someone to like it.
Sure, man.
All right, what did I miss?
We're putting out a good product. Oh, yeah. We're not getting into crypto.
Please tell me we didn't say stuff we'll regret on the podcast.
No.
They said we're getting into crypto.
No, I didn't say we were getting into crypto. You viewers, listen. Alright, I didn't say anything about crypto. Wait,
okay,
right,
why are you asking them? They literally listened to you say it.
No, because they heard me not mention crypto, and therefore they know that I wasn't talking about crypto.
I need an unbiased source. Barry.
Put a 1 in chat right now, guys, for those of you who believe me.
We were not talking about crypto.
Well, Barry said it, so I believe him.
What?
Exactly.
It's Barry, I believe him.
What if I said that he was talking about crypto?
I don't know.
He was talking about crypto.
What the fuck?
I mean, I already kind of said we weren't talking about crypto.
Oh no!
I literally came back and Barry's... he was like, "We're gonna start a meme coin and then we're gonna rug."
No, that's not. Not it. I would
wait.
No,
Ace,
I
Ace,
wouldn't
Ace,
rug
Ace,
pull
Ace,
the
Ace.
Viewers. I know some. Yeah,
we're rug pulling.
No, we're not rug pulling. Look,
dang.
I know that like crypto right now is basically just a scam after a scam after a scam, but we wouldn't rug pull the viewers. Someone else would.
Anyway, if you see a wandering coin or a menagerie coin, don't buy it. Don't be stupid.
Don't buy a crypto, actually. I feel like that would be the better.
Well, I feel like you can buy like Ethereum. You can buy like Ethereum and Bitcoin. Just like keep an eye on the markets. Don't be dumb. Don't buy meme coins.
Okay, legally we're not giving you financial advice.
This is not financial advice.
Don't
in D&D. In D&D.
Yes.
Anyway, where did you guys leave off in the session? What were you talking about?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Beer game. And get dinner. Fuck. Why can't I remember? Chris called me a bitch, but Victoria wasn't mad.
Alright, so you guys are still on the docks just looking around.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Essential.
So yes, where would you all... Are you guys looking around for a place to eat? You've left the ship, your night foxes. I'm assuming you probably left your night foxes... Like, in the ship?
Yeah, probably.
Perfect.
Do we just want to look up for like a bar or a diner?
Yeah, just look for like a little restaurant.
Jimmy's gonna keep his eye out.
Are you looking for a restaurant or like an inn with food?
A restaurant.
Yeah, some good food would be nice before we leave.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, you guys go around walking Molus, I'm assuming. Looking more around. My brain is not working. Looking more around the dock areas. When you guys run into a nice looking little restaurant. A little ramshackle, but looking quite cozy with outside seating. Two large windows kind of lets you see inside of people enjoying an assortment of fishy dishes. The restaurant's name is The Old Dragonfisher.
Ooh.
I bet they got fish and dragons.
I don't think they have dragons.
Well, so, dragonfisher, like a dragon that fishes, or a dragon fish?
Or a fisher that dragons.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. Turns out they don't even sell fish.
It's actually a chicken place, guys.
Even better.
Well, so, yeah. You know, chickens came from dragons once upon a time.
True, and real lore.
Mm-hmm. Evolution.
Ling Shan invented the theory of evolution, guys. But yeah, you guys make your way into the restaurant, or?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, as you enter in, there is definitely a nice fishy aroma emanating from the place. Not like ammonia fish, but seafood, if you know what I mean. I'm sure you know the difference between good and bad smell.
Hey, they both smell good to me, I'm gonna be honest.
That's really?
Oh
yeah.
Do you like the smell of rotten fish?
Oh, not rotten, sorry.
Well, that's
raw, like straight up fresh from the ocean.
Yeah. No. When I say like ammonia, the ammonia smells rotten and dead fish.
Oh no.
Yeah. No, I'm saying there's like good fish smell, like fresh fish smell. But yeah, no. Sitting on like a little stool at the front door, is this just yellow kobold? Little waiter's outfit. He stands up on the stool. Yes, hello, how may I help you all today?
Yeah, a table for all of us?
I'm sure. Would you like indoor, outdoor seating?
Indoor.
Perfect. He's gonna like jump off the stool, little bench underneath it, pick up some menus. If you follow me, your waiter will be with you in a second after we get you seated.
Okay. I'm just following this guy.
Yeah. He's going to take you to two tables that are not pushed together. However, he is going to start trying to, like, push the tables together for you guys.
Oh, we can help with that.
Oh, it's quite all right, sir. He is in fact struggling.
Oh, it's no bother. We can help.
No, this is part of my job.
Chris does not give a shit. He's helping.
Yeah, you just push the two tables together. It's quite easy. The kobold will kind of like do little hops, put your guys' menus on the table. Can I get you started with any drinks? Rum, grog, water.
Ooh. A
pina colada.
What is a pina colada?
A pina colada.
It is an alcohol with fruit juice and pineapple.
I want that one.
Hey, that sounds good. I want that one too.
I'll also take one.
Oh, all right. Like writing down. What about the rest of you? What do you all want to drink?
I want that grog.
You got sugar water?
Sugar water. I can make some.
Yeah, I would down for that.
Are you okay with, like sugarcane sugar?
Yeah, don't matter.
Alrighty then.
Chris will murmur.
What are you giggling about?
Nothing. I'm kidding. Oh shit. Sorry.
No, like, what are you I'm really curious what you're giggling about.
No, nothing. Nothing was on my mind. Definitely wasn't a funny voice in my head.
Does Alzac speak to you in a funny voice in your head?
You know, I wish he did. That would make my life really entertaining. You get to see him then fold his hands and start to pray. Before the prayer even begins, he just as soon as it started, he stands back up. Or, like, ends it. It was a quick talk. It was a quick talk.
Guessing he said no.
It's not that far-fetched.
But yeah, no. After the kobold leaves you, after about 5 minutes, the a lanky, younger-looking dragonborn, just the colors black and yellow, walks up to the table. He does, in fact, put the drinks you ordered in front of you. Those of you who got a pina colada, it is, of course, served inside of a coconut shell.
Ooh,
is the meat still in there?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Roll a d100 to see how meaty your coconut is.
Dude, I don't like the way you
yes,
said
sir. That. Yes,
sir. I feel like I said that in a very normal way.
66.
66 no! And 69. Those are some meaty coconuts.
Oh, hell yeah.
Who are coconutting it? Who up coconutting their shit? Who up cocoing their...
Why?
Viewers, we do not need to know this. If you are up cocoing your nut, don't let us know. Thank you.
We actually do need to know. Please.
No,
yes.
Don't.
So please comment to DM Tiff personally. Please don't actually. You know that I feel
yeah,
like that's just a bad.
You can find me on Instagram at altdismal that's not even my Instagram. It's nocempore nocempore. Go ahead and DM me if you were up cocoing your nut during this podcast.
Yeah, but
and timestamp too.
Timestamp it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the dragonborn waiter will look to you all. Hello. Welcome to the old dragon fisher. Do you all need time to look over the menu?
Yes, please.
Oh, all right. I'll be right back. On the menu is very simple. It is all sorts of just baked, smoked, or grilled ocean fishes. They do, of course, have kind of leaner beef cuts and chicken.
Ooh, I want some mackerel.
You got any squid?
Actually, they got squid. Squid is not a fish.
They would have squid, yeah.
Oh hell yeah, I'm digging in.
This man is grubbing.
All right. I'll just treat this as your guys' ordering. So we've got one order of squid, one order of mackerel.
Any smoked fish? I don't know my fish.
All right.
You're getting smoked haddock.
All right. Oh, who left?
That is Barry. Barry's dipping.
What Barry dipping?
He's not feeling good.
He's not feeling good.
Oh no, poor guy.
He's tired. Poor guy. Never stood a chance.
Yeah, yeah. Never stood a chance against Eepy. It means someone else. If this music stops, someone. Oh no, we got enough time. Good.
Oh. No way, we've got it.
But yeah, so that's three people's food ordered. Juby's eating a piece of shark.
Damn, they got shark on the menu?
Of course they got shark, they're dragonborn.
Take some shark. I'll take shark. And what, honest question, what do the pirates get? We're gonna be hunting them. I wanna know people who go on okay, sailors, what do they get? What's the most common item for them?
Hardtack.
What?
That makes sense.
Really?
Yes, commonly sailors drink grog and eat hardtack.
Really?
Yes. Food doesn't stay well.
Well, you already got the grog.
Oh, it's been a long 2 weeks. He grumbles before taking a bite or ordering, sipping his grog and then asking for a side of shark with a side of heart attack, please.
All right. They put your order in for you.
Also, where does the name of the restaurant come from?
Oh, it comes from the owner. Well,
so
previous owner.
So then they were a dragon fisher, as in like a dragon that fishes.
Yes, they were a dragonborn fisher.
Ooh.
Well, that answers their question.
Yeah. Makes sense now.
You'd be surprised how many people are confused by that name.
Oh. What happened? Why don't they own it anymore?
He's dead.
Where are they? Oh, okay. Sorry, I should stop opening my mouth.
No, he died of old age.
Oh, good. Not good. I'm...
Lover.
I just start drinking my pina colada.
Osvago looks up. Yeah, no, that's good.
Yep, it's good. It's great.
The waiter's just kind of looking at you all like, yep.
This is a great drink.
Who has yet to order here? I believe all of you have.
I think we all have. Don't. Huh. Anyone not order? Speak now or forever hold your pina colada.
Oh, I'm holding something.
No, please don't do that. I think that goes against terms of service.
I'm holding my pina right now.
Oh my.
She pina a my colada. Till I coconut.
Till I Margaritaville.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that's God. Bad. Wait.
All right. All righty then. I think that was.
All right. All right.
Oh, I see. I see the issues I've made by giving you fake alcohol in game.
Wait, no! I love my pina colada!
I really don't.
Wait, this is an alcoholic drink?
I swear to God.
Alan gets wasted don't on the lie clock.
To me. Oh, no.
Is this Rowan's actual reaction? Because that would make it 10 times.
If I find out, yeah.
Yep. The waiter will take your orders and leave. It's just you guys at the table.
Do you want a chat drink?
Sure, yeah.
I just filled up my coconut.
You want to try some grog?
Yeah.
So that trade. Oh my gosh! Wait, this tastes.
It's right.
You are an awful liar.
Oh, I love it. Can I have my coconut back?
He's gonna be. He's gonna be snarky and have another sip.
I'll give you a kiss if you get back right now.
Fair trade.
Fair trade. Instantly.
This is... Listen. This is a trade agreement. I'm practicing to be a...
To be a...
Politician. There we go.
You folded real easily.
What the fuck?
Why would you ever be a politician?
All right, fine.
Well, his goal was to be king of Malzoon.
Yeah.
Hold
on. Without
being involved in politics,
that's physically not possible.
Yeah, figurehead.
Well, Darlin, do you want to be a figurehead?
No. What? Huh?
That's what I thought. Then you gotta learn politics. He's right.
Okay, fine. He's gonna take the pina colada back.
Wait, no! We had a fucking deal.
We had a deal, and then I was informed that my deal was poor by my associates.
Yeah, but you already agreed. And I you should have thought about back. That.
You forget.
A tyrant.
Yes, I am a barbaric, stupid man.
Don't you ever say that about yourself again. You are not stupid.
I'm not stupid, I'm very intelligent.
Yes, you are. But now give me back my coconut.
I would like you to rescind your trade agreement and request that something better be put on the table.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Fuck. Shit.
What do you want in order for me to get my pina colada back?
Hold on a second. I must speak with my associates. He says as he turns to the rest of the party. What should I get? Guys. Guys, please. God.
While he's trying to get them to speak, can I try to reach over and snatch my pina colada back?
Christopher, are you fighting that?
Huh?
Or are you trying to be stealthy, actually?
I'm trying to be stealthy and snatch my pina colada back.
Slide a hand check, please.
Natural 20.
Oh my fuck.
Well, would you like to roll perception to fight that Talon?
I'll try, but I think she wins here.
15.
Yes.
Yeah. You snatch the pina colada back without him noticing.
Oh! You steal?
Hey, get better constituents. And then I'm going to down the rest of his grog and then switch back to my pina colada.
What the fuck is this? You stole my grog and you didn't even like it. Why would you?
Hey, I don't know. You gave it to me and you never really gave anything back for me to give it back to you. Time to learn. Sometimes you get fucked in a deal.
I'm going to remember this in the next trade agreement.
Oh. Our next trade agreement, I'll give you favorable consideration.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you always...
Fuck! Oh.
Oh no! It's got muzzled.
No, he also just went, oh.
Lab roommate.
But, fair. All right. Thank you for keeping that into consideration. I thank you for engaging in this activity. And you're going to see a forced smile and a handshake.
I grab his hand and I kiss it. Waiter, one more pina colada.
And a grog, please.
No, that pina colada's for you.
Oh, but I'm trying to get in the mind of a sailor.
You'll have plenty of grog on there. Why torture yourself twice? Unless you like the grog, in which case, get both.
Oh, it tasted like... it tasted awful.
Heck yeah.
You make it hard to argue. Thanks.
Oh. I can't.
Perfect.
And now it's time for Autodidactic Studios Macaron Memories.
I am so sorry to cut this short, but I actually must go.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So we will continue this next week. I will see you all later. Thank you for tuning in.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.